Imagine spending more than $1,000 on your monthly electric bill. In parts of Alaska, that's a reality. In the state's most remote areas where villages generate their own power, electricity prices can be more than 6 times the national average. One Northwest Alaska village is about to switch on a new solar project to try to insulate itself against swings in fuel costs that can cause electric prices to spike. Its backers hope the project can be a model for the rest of the region. But there are also obstacles to setting up cutting-edge technology in rural Alaska. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk flew to the village of Buckland to take a look.
When I get to Buckland, the group of visitors I'm traveling with goes to find the mayor, Tim Gavin Jr. He's doing some work at a burned-out church. We pull him away, and he puffs on a Marlboro as we walk to City Hall. Once we get there, the visitors who are helping the village with its renewable power project pull out a box of donuts for Gavin. Donuts are a hot commodity here in Buckland, where there are just a few tiny stores.
Donut jelly show. I love donuts.
Pretty quick, though, everyone gets down to business. Gavin has a contract to sign. The village is getting paid for some equipment and labor for the new power project. Then he and the visitors start talking about what will happen once the village's new solar panels and batteries are turned on. Gavin's thinking about whether there can be a special price tied to the renewable power.
So we can have a diesel rate and we can have a nature rate.
That'll be hard to calculate, though, because you get nature rate throughout the year.
I wouldn't even know.
You end up with a...
winter rate and summer rate.
There's still a lot of details to iron out. But soon, the village is planning to switch on 3 new solar arrays for the first time. Buckland is hundreds of miles from the road system, so the equipment was shipped by barge up the river that runs past town, the same way the village gets the diesel it uses to generate power now. By summertime, Buckland is planning to install a set of batteries to store extra power generated by the solar panels and some existing wind turbines. Once it's all online, there should be stretches of several hours at a time during the summer when Buckland will be able to turn off its diesel generators altogether. That's a pretty big deal given the price of diesel and heating oil in Northwest Alaska. In Buckland, gas is $7 a gallon. Elsewhere in the region, it's even more expensive.
Well, we pay $8.25 for gas, and $8.25 for heating fuel.
That's Billy Lee, a tribal leader in the village of Shungnak. He says he used to buy $5,000 of fuel every year to heat his home. But recently, the local borough, as part of a test project, installed something in Lee's house called a heat pump, which runs on electricity instead of fuel. Lee says it saves him $2,000 a year. The heat pump starts to seem pretty compelling when you look at what's happening in Buckland. And if you imagine that villages like these ones can produce more of their own renewable power without shipping in diesel to run their generators. Here's Lee again, talking about solar power.
If we can educate our kids not to bust all them panels and keep them going, I think it's going to be a really good renewable energy source that we can use, the sun.
But there are still a lot of obstacles to be cleared before solar, wind, and batteries can be expanded beyond Buckland to Shungnak and the region's 9 other villages. First, heat pumps are expensive. Second, a big chunk of the money for Buckland's renewable system is coming from grants, and it's probably unrealistic to expect the same kind of cash to materialize for more villages. Third, it's easier to install the renewables in Buckland because the city runs its own utility. Most of the other villages in the region belong to a big rural electrical utility, the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative. The first thing is just proving the concept works, says Sonny Adams, who works on renewable energy projects at Northwest Alaska's Regional Native Corporation. Adams helped put together the Buckland project, and he talks about it as we walk around the new solar arrays. The village's diesel generator hums in the background.
Yeah, you want to demonstrate it. And the nice thing about Buckland is they wanted this, you know. It came from them.
Later, back at his office in Anchorage, Adams says he wants to be careful about people's expectations for renewable power in Buckland and elsewhere. It's probably not going to slash electric prices overnight. What Adams is shooting for is protecting villages against spikes in the price of diesel and heating fuel. The goal, he says, is to level the playing field between rural Alaska and the rest of the country. Northwest Alaska villages still aren't connected to the state's big electric grid or to the road system.
When I look at the lower 48 and I travel, I look at all these roads to nowhere. you know, and I see all these transmission lines all over that. And I think to myself, how did they pay for all this? You know, and we're not asking for special treatment. We just want what they have.
Buckland's solar arrays are set to go online later this week. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Hirst.